Hachette Audio presents Shoot for the Moon, The Space Race and the Extraordinary Voyage of Apollo 11. Written by James Donovan. Read by Alan Robertson. For my sister and brothers, in memory of a Brooklyn room with four beds, whenever the moon and stars are set. Neither the sun nor death can be looked at steadily. François de La Rochefoucauld. Prologue. Cape Kennedy, July 16, 1969, 4:15 a.m. The Beast, what some early missilemen called a rocket, stood on the launch pad, dozens of spotlights bathing its milky white skin, hissing, groaning, gurgling, thick umbilical hoses pumping fuel into it, sheets of ice sliding down its sides from the super-chilled liquid oxygen inside, some of it boiling off in thick white clouds of breath, and looking as if it might shake off the arms of its gantry, rip itself from its moorings, and stalk off down the Florida coast. 8 miles away, on the third floor of Kennedy Space Center's Building 24, Deke Slayton walked down the hall of the crew quarters and rapped on three doors. With each knock, he said cheerily, "It's a beautiful day," and he meant it. Raised on a farm, the unpretentious Slayton was fiercely protective of his charges. Part den mother.